Well, Nick, that's us ready with volume 3 of the interviews. I'm dead excited to put these stories and these documented journeys out there. I know that you were, it was the first time you heard some of these stories was in the volume 2 of the interviews, and you found them hugely inspiring as well. And I think these stories are so important.
Yeah, they are. I've not really heard the member stories from start to finish since coming into CMA. And like the first time that I heard them, it even gave me like a better understanding of how content marketing impacts people and their businesses and their customers and stuff like that. And it was just like so good to hear it from them, you know. So, and I'm excited about this volume as well because I've just finished listening to some of them today. And mind blowing.
Yeah, I mean, they're inspiring, they're powerful. I mean, they're really short, the interviews, but it's amazing how much we can kind of pack into sort of 25 to 30 minutes of an interview. And we know, I don't want people to have to listen to an hour and a half of a podcast just to kind of catch the vision. So what we really do is try to get in there quickly. But yeah, you're right, volume 2 interviews were amazing. I think that was a month or so ago from the time of recording today. And we're just about to put out another 4 interviews. And I think it's important to just remind everybody about what we're trying to do here. Like one of the things, Nick, that you and I think we were sitting down at the kitchen table just chatting about, I was like, we just need to, there's so many stories, like so many people are getting so many results here, but we're not doing enough to document these stories and these journeys. And I really want our listeners to listen to what people are doing and the sort of practical elements of it, like what they're doing well, what they're having challenges with, and what the challenges have overcome over time as well. And essentially let people sort of catch that vision, understand what it takes to be successful, and what success looks like for each person. Everyone has a different story. And also see and understand what results look like. Like how are people actually measuring success with content marketing? What the benefits are of that? And we've got loads of that in volume 3 of the podcast. So who are we expecting to hear from in volume 3? We've got 4 interviews, right?
Yeah, so we have Pete Matthew, Russ Hayworth, Jack O'Brien, and Kenda McDonald, who are all CMA members.
That's right. So these are all CMA members, have been for quite a while, actually. Most of them have been here for 2 years or more, I think. And I've known them for some of them for even longer than that, Pete included in that. So let's look through each one really briefly, right? Let's just pick out a few points each and just see what's going to be covered, right? So let's start with Pete. Pete runs Meaningful Money, and he's also a financial advisor for Jackson's Wealth. He's got an actual a real business as well as his side hustle. So he's kind of like in the B2C space. So what are we expecting to hear from in Pete's interview?
Yeah, Pete's interview, which is so interesting. Like, I loved his story and how his like teaching has impacted his life. So like his dad was a teacher, so he's been brought up with that. And how he's used that teaching philosophy to start like his own videos and his own podcast in the financial space, which has helped so many people, including myself. And he was talking about how this like philosophy of teaching, of helping others, is rewards you as well, which is really, really powerful. And he also talks about the challenges that he's had along the way and how he looks for inspiration from others to keep going rather than focusing on the numbers, which is something that we can all get caught up in sometimes. So that was really Pete's story. So good.
Great story. Yeah, and obviously, well, we've got a couple of authors in this interview series as well. So Pete published his book in the last year as well, which is amazing. And that's just become such a big thing for him. And it's really positioned him in the marketplace where he's building his community. He's building a massive audience. And yeah, the teacher philosophy, he's got true purpose as well. I think that comes through in everything that he does. Like, he just knows what it is that he's supposed to be doing, like what he's been put on this earth to do. And I had a part of our conversation as well, we don't want to give away too much, do we, Nick? But part of the conversation that Pete and I had was this sort of understanding what season of life we're in, right? So Pete is, I think Pete's just a few years older than I am, but his kids are much older than my kids are. And he's just in a different season of life. And we sort of get into that, talking about, you know, you've got to do what you can with where you are in that season of life, right? So you've got to kind of be respectful for the lifestyle based on what kind of life you're having. And I thought that was a really interesting chat, just to kind of like understand what you're capable of doing very well with what you have in what season of life you're in as well. So that was interesting, especially for those that have families. So very interesting stuff. Let's talk a little bit about Russ Hayworth as well. So he's more in the B2B space, Nick, right? So family business consulting. What I particularly loved about Russ was how his content marketing is created. Amazing. When I say content marketing, it's really his podcast, how it's created opportunities and really shaped his career over the last year or last couple of years. He's published his podcast. I think he's got something like 60 episodes now, and he really carved out a niche for himself. I think he literally said this in the podcast, that he went to the market, he looked at how many financial advisors there were, and there's like 20,000 or something like that in the UK. And then he looked at his niche market space and got to grips with the understanding that that's where he needs to be if he wants to serve his audience. And he just picked that and he went for it. And it's, he's become an expert, he's become well known, he's become an authority in that marketplace. And essentially his podcast was how he did a lot of his learning. Not only did it build his authority and his expertise, but he actually learned about his industry by interviewing industry expert and other family business owners, which I thought was a really interesting way to an interesting journey, really interesting stuff from Russ. What did you pick up from Russ, Nick? Hopefully I've not taken all of your notes as well.
Yeah, it's the same, but like one of the things that Russ had said in his podcast was that he said like a lot of people in his industry were trying through their content to impress the same people within the industry, whereas he kind of took it like as an opposite mindset to say, well, it's not about us, it's about them, it's about our clients, it's about, you know, our customers, and we need to help them. And it's the same for everybody that we've interviewed as well, that mindset towards like content marketing, it's always about helping them, never ever about us. So yeah, Russ had mentioned that in his podcast, which I thought was really, it's a good point to make.
Yes, it's a very, very good point. And one of my absolute bugbears about people in content marketing space that are trying to impress their peers and not creating content that truly helps their buyers. So that's Russ. That's the first two episodes. Then we move on to Jack O'Brien, who actually runs two companies, right? He's got a B2B business, which is Clinic Mastery, and he teaches other clinic owners about how to grow their clinic and grow their business. But he's also got his B2C business, so he's actually a practitioner, right? So he actually has a clinic too. So he's truly practicing what he preaches. What did you pick up from Jack's story, Nick?
Yeah, so Jack had started this quite a while ago. I'm not sure what the time was, but he had started content marketing quite a while ago, and the result of that was that he has absolutely led in his like industry. And again, by having that mindset of always putting his clients and consumers first, and he really, really emphasizes that throughout his podcast, which has like contributed to all of his business's success. And I think mm-hmm. the other thing that he brought up as well, which isn't brought up very often, is that he didn't talk about the fear of failure. He was actually talking about the fear of success. And he's talking about how content marketing does have the potential to change your life. And he's talking about how he gets recognized when he goes to the shop and stuff like that. But that's incredible, because he's having such an amazing impact on people's lives, you know. Yeah. So yeah,
Jack is like super committed to being successful. He's wired up slightly different than I am. He's like hugely competitive and he wants to do really, really well, but he just has a great work ethic, which is resulted in him creating a lot of content over a long period of time, which has resulted in like incredible results for like his Clinic Mastery business. He like blew up that website in terms of traffic, and their business is growing exponentially. Like in his clinic business was into seven figures, right? So $1 million business. So he's just dedicated. I love his approach to content. I love his philosophy, and I just love his commitment to being better, to being a successful business owner. And he's now got multiple businesses, right? So his journey, honestly, Jack he's just getting started. Like there's going to be a lot from Jack over the years, but he's just getting started with this stuff. So he's got that B2B, B2C kind of thing going on there. So it's a different, slightly different in terms of having multiple businesses. But honestly, B2B or B2C, I think the one thing that hopefully everyone's picking up is that it doesn't really matter what type of industry you're in. Hopefully people are starting to see that now that we're interviewing people from different industries and doing different things. And then we move on to our final interview with Kenda. Kenda runs a company called Automation Ninja. She's the owner and founder of that business. It's a B2B company. And a few things that I picked up from Kenda, obviously Kenda's published her book as well, this just in the last few months, called Hack the Buyer Brain. And Nick, maybe you touch on this a little bit more since you read it and ran the book club this month for it. But I think one thing that one of the things that we pulled out from Kenda in the interview was, we kind of took a bit of a sidetrack actually, Nick, and we went less about what Kenda's doing with content marketing, and we dipped into a little bit about why content marketing truly matters. And we had some incredible insights and learnings about buyer psychology, right, which is really, really important. But then we dipped back into our story again to see how she's applied all of her theory and knowledge to her business. And honestly, she is getting like super specific, like going deeper and deeper and taking away all those layers and getting right into the buyer journey and thinking about what kind of content they need to be creating for every specific step strategically placed in that buyer's journey, and how all that ultimately, how our blog and our content led to her becoming a published author, which is absolutely incredible. She's got to be one of the busiest, most dedicated, most committed people I have ever met.
Yeah, Kenda is an incredible human, and her book is like amazing. The way that she set out, the way that she's structured it, it's so easy to just pick up and take a piece and go, you know what, I'm going to work on that. But I think the thing that I loved about her book in particular was that, like, I've got like a bit of a I get really agitated when I read books and it doesn't come back to the human behavior. And Kenda laid it out in her book exactly how every like stage of the marketing how it impacts our brain and how our brains work and how we behave as buyers, and how we can tap into that, which she calls obviously hack the buyer brain, to, you know, get results for our business, but also to help them too, to help the customers too. It's incredible. So good.
I'm really excited about getting these interviews out there, Nick. I think there's so many great nuggets of information and knowledge, and the journeys are just so inspiring and powerful. I think that everybody that listens to these is going to take something away from them. And if you've got any questions about anything, or you want to pick our brain about something, then you can email me, chris@cmauk.co.uk. If you want to speak to Nick, you can email nick@cmauk.co.uk. And you can also tweet us @HelloCMA. We would love to hear from you, your thoughts, your ideas, your questions. Let's get stuck into that first interview. And the first interview is with Pete Matthew. I hope you enjoy them as much as Nick and I have. And we'll catch you soon. Don't forget to be awesome.